How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Getting groceries can sometimes feel like a mundane chore, so much so that we can forget about the variety of places that you can choose from in Chicagoland. We have supermarket chains from Jewel Osco and Mariano's to Cermak Produce, Pete's, and Fairplay Foods, and you can find international grocery stores all over town, too. There's the Old World Market for African and Caribbean foods, Seafood City for Filipino ingredients, 88 Marketplace in Chinatown, and much more. But there's one international grocery on Devon Avenue that's celebrating its 50th year in business, and that's the Patel Brothers. Since opening in 1974, it's become a staple in the Westridge neighborhood and for the South Asian community and beyond. And in honor of this milestone, I sat down with Swetal Patel, son of one of the founders and a current partner of the store. I asked what it was like before the grocery store opened, if people wanted to buy ingredients found in Indian cuisine.
Oh, it was a nightmare, an absolute nightmare.
I bet.
More than it not being easy to find the ingredients, you just had to supplement a lot of ingredients. For example, a staple dish is dal. One of the dals is, its primary ingredient is something called tur dal, which is split pigeon peas. Couldn't get split pigeon peas anywhere. So you would have to use green split peas or yellow split peas.
Oh.
Until one fine day, a pot of gold showed up, which was tur dal, and everyone did their happy dance.
So how did this all start? What's the story of Mafat and Tulsi Patel?
Oh, my dad, Mafat, and his brother, Tulsi, you know, chimed the banjo music of the Beverly Hillbillies, if you will. But it's just two brothers from a remote part in Gujarat, India. The village that we're from is called Bandu. My dad came over on an engineering scholarship, and my uncle was working odd jobs. They came across this store located at 2034 West Devon. Mm-hmm. That was the owner at the time wanted to get out, and it was a business opportunity for the brothers. So they jumped in, and that store was 800-900 square feet. I think it was a single aisle store.
Wow. Single aisle.
Single aisle.
Small store. Now, we got to mention, so your father is Mafat, as you said, who was one of the founders. Now, it's a family business through and through, right? Truly, by definition. I mean, customers can still see your uncle, Tulsi.
Always.
At the store.
Always.
He's always there.
Always.
Well, talk about that, the importance of family just remaining a part of the business and his presence in the building.
Well, for us, it's more of a passion play, right? We all come to work eager to come to work because we all love our job. As for Tulsi, he's a fixture at the store. You see him, he's like, hey, Tulsi, kaka. You know, kaka means uncle. He's like, hey, uncle, how are you? And he's just pats you on your back, gives the kid a lollipop, and he's just that hurly-burly, jolly guy that everyone looks forward to seeing.
Love hearing that. So you talked about that first store, that 800-square-foot space. What was the community response when it opened?
Well, it's not that the community had a response. There was such a small diaspora of the population at the time.
So we hadn't had the growth yet.
Correct. So my aunt would tell me, Tulsi's wife, she's like, you know, Swetal, you guys are lucky. The stores are now doing well. You have 52 stores across the country. When I used to run the register at the store, there used to be days where the register didn't even open.
Wow, because it was that quiet.
Because it was that quiet.
What a difference.
Yeah, exactly.
What a difference. So I'm an immigrant with a Caribbean upbringing, Swetal. So I definitely understand the importance of having access to our cultural foods. We can't do that without certain produce and ingredients being nearby for us to be able to cook those dishes, right? And I've had the opposite experience. Like, I have lived in cities here in the U.S. that just did not have the food that I grew up with. And it was, using your word from earlier, a nightmare. There was no way to truly feel like I was at home. I wonder if now you hear some of those similar stories from your grateful customers that you're there.
Oh, I hear it from people all the time. I was on a flight to India a few years ago. The girl sitting next to me on the plane, she's like, oh, wow, you own Patel Brothers? You wanted to take a selfie, took a picture, whatever.
Oh, my goodness. Okay,
yeah.
And rockstar status.
No, it's very embarrassing. But she said, you know, all of the younger consumers nowadays, we're just thankful that your stores are here. Our parents are more thankful because they say, oh, there's a Patel Brothers store. We don't need to worry about you and your next meal.
Mm. I just love the contrast of your story from your aunt about like not being able to open the register on some days to now you've expanded and you have all these locations nationwide.
Correct, correct. So from 800 square feet at 2034 Devon to our largest footprint, which is here in suburban Naperville, and that's 42,000 square feet.
Incredible. Incredible. Correct. You know, on the flip side of what we just described, Chicago has several cultural grocery stores and markets. So, Swetl, what does that symbolize to you about the way that this city factors in the immigrant population?
Oh, it's just plain and simple. It's acceptance of culture. You go into various stores, Angelo Caputo store, the Fresh Farm store. They have dedicated aisles for multiple cuisines or multiple regional cuisines, which is great.
Mm-hmm. We also know a lot of shoppers who head to Patel Brothers, they aren't South Asian, right?
Correct.
But they are just interested in like learning more about the cuisine and taking, you know, what they've maybe had at restaurants and cooking it at home. What does that feel like from your view?
Oh, it's great. It's great because they come in excited, like, oh, hey, I had this with a coworker, or I went to an Indian restaurant. And so we're seeing about 10 to 15% of the consumer base now as non-South Asian. And they come in very inquisitive. Mm-hmm. And the good thing about most of our consumers that are South Asian, they'll go and help Joe and Mary and like, hey, what are you doing? What do you need to make? I want to try to make chicken curry or I want to make a vegetable biryani. Like, oh, okay, here, let me help you out. It's again, Patel Brothers is all about celebrating our food, our culture. That's the tagline of this store.
I want to talk more about the fact that you are now a chain. How does that work logistically?
It's hard to explain in the sense that we just slowly started expanding. My father helped a lot of our family members immigrate over to the United States. And then slowly and steadily, we just set them up in various cities and states. And that's how this business really expanded.
Yeah.
It's all through family.
Makes perfect sense. How do you source what products you're going to have in the store? Because, I mean, South Asia includes India, but it also includes countries like Pakistan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, and they all have their own food traditions. So how are those cuisines also represented at Patel Brothers?
It's all, again, it's very super regional, right? So as long as there's a population base for that cuisine in the store, the store manager's job is to go out and get those products for that consumer base.
Have you tried some that maybe didn't work out because there wasn't enough?
All the time. You have to give everything a shot once at least.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't sell, it doesn't sell. But at least you gave it a try.
How have you built connection with people who shop at your stores? Like, I'm curious, are there people out there that you know of that have been shopping with you for 50 years?
All the time. I remember when you were a little kid. I get that all the time.
Were you running around the store as a kid?
All the time, yeah. And then eventually they gave me a box and said, go fix it. And I'm like, hey, child labor laws.
Tell me about those days.
Oh, it was.
What do you remember?
It was just basically you cracking open a box and putting jars of pickles on the shelf.
Right.
Or I never handled produce or anything like that, but it was.
So they weren't throwing you on cash at like 5 years old?
Thank God, no.
We can't ignore the fact, though, Swetl, that, you know, the price of groceries everywhere has gone up. So talk to us about how you've navigated that at Patel Brothers.
So for us, because a lot of our groceries are imported groceries, our costs are associated with our freight costs. And as freight costs went up, that's how grocery costs went up. But slowly and steadily, some costs have come down, and we've been able to pass those on to the consumers. We've passed the savings on.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Was there a period where you did have to increase and perhaps heard about it from folks?
Had no choice.
Yeah.
Had no choice. I mean, you know, the freight prices went up 400% for an ocean container costing $3,000. It went all the way up to $12,000, $15,000.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Refrigerated containers were like $19,000.
You know, as a business owner, that puts you in a tough spot, doesn't it?
It puts you in a very tough spot. But at the same time, it's like, okay, how can we absorb as much of this as possible so that the consumer doesn't get a ding in their wallet?
Yeah. Looking back at the past 50 years, things have changed drastically. We talked about that growing interest that even you've seen in Indian and South Asian cuisine from folks who aren't from the diaspora. What do you want more people to know about this kind of cuisine? Because I know personally people in my life who absolutely love Indian food, or people who have never even given it a try, like two ends of the spectrum.
Well, let's deal with the second end of the spectrum, because those are the guys that are somewhat afraid of spicy food. Indian food is not spicy food. It's flavorful food.
Okay, so I'm glad you said that, because that's what took me so long to try it.
Okay.
I'm a wimp, and I'm also afraid of spicy food, which is hard to believe because I'm Jamaican, but it's a thing. And I put my toe in the water probably 5 years ago, and I've never turned back when it comes to Indian food. So talk to my people.
And that's what it is. So Indian food isn't going to burn your tongue or give you a stomach ache or any of those things, misconceptions that people have. Indian food is just a lot of flavor. You'll taste 10 different spices in a curry, different vegetables that you've never had, different way of cooking a cheese. That's what Indian food's all about.
You know, you rebuilt and renovated the store in 2021. So I want to touch on that, because now you've got this new place to call home. So how has that been?
So the reason for that store being renovated was really a dedication to my father and uncle. We started off on Devon Avenue, and Devon Avenue's had its ups and downs, but myself, my brother, and my brothers, there was just, like I said, it was a dedication to them that we needed to cement them as Chicago's very own.
Yeah. Well, let's hear from a caller that we have online. Here's Ari in Naperville. Hey, Ari.
Hi. Thank you for having me. So, you know, I'm a regular customer at the Naperville store, and an Indian who has lived in the U.S. for about 19, 20 years now. I have to give it to Patel Brothers, because they have really expanded even my horizon of Indian food. Because, you know, back home, you typically get the ingredients or, you know, the type of food that is specific to a particular state. But here in Patel Brothers, I'm able to get food from many different states in India, from neighboring countries of India, which has really expanded my horizon. I've tried new things that I've never tried before, and it's really amazing.
That's wonderful to hear. Thank you so much for sharing that story, Ari.
Well, it's funny that Ari mentioned that, because we have retailers from India coming to our store in America to see what it is that we're doing differently. And every one of them say there's more variety of Indian food in Patel Brothers than there are in actual Indian stores in India.
Oh, my goodness. So that's a big deal. I'm curious what you have as plans for the future of the store then, given all that we've just discussed. What do you see in the next 50 years?
Further expansion of the retail base, more stores, listening to the consumer. What is it that they want? The past 10 years, we've started implementing fresh bakeries into the store.
Oh, nice.
So with that, the most tedious part of cooking Indian food is baking bread fresh every day. That task is gone.
Yeah.
You can go in, get your fresh chapatis or wheat tortillas, if you will, on an hourly basis.
Nice. Okay. Sounds good. Swetal Patel is the son of one of the founders and also partner at Patel Brothers. Congratulations on that anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yason and Linnea Dominic. It was edited by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Linnea. Are you hungry after all that? Well, you can always tune into Reset during lunchtime on Thursdays to hear more conversations about food. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again this afternoon.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.